Peter?
Well, I mean, I went through the numbers in my opening remarks, and that this collection, this amount, first of all, the number is down from, because of the motor vehicle tax, because you were losing so much of the motor vehicle tax. But this 231, 298 is a lower, based upon a lower collection rate than we achieved in fiscal year 21, which part of the very high figure in fiscal year 21 is because we had the first tax sale in 2 years. But this number is still 0.8% lower collection rate than what we achieved in fiscal year 21.
And on your state reimbursement for motor vehicle tax phase out, page 59, third one down, I'm not clear on how these numbers are here. So in fiscal year 2022, you have a projected state reimbursement of motor vehicle tax phase out of $11,900,000, use round numbers.
Yep.
In 2023, you're projecting $17,900,000.
Yep. And that's based upon state law, which is reducing the tax rate from $30 to $20. So the state's going to be paying us for that difference. It increases the exemption from $5,000 to $6,000. So you're only, if you have a $10,000 car, you're only going to be paying taxes on $4,000 at a $20 rate. And what the state forces us to do, they're going to pay us. And that's the computation that the state made for us that's in the budget.
Item 100-03-612 and 613, interest on taxes, interest earned investment. I know you spoke to it. I know what we talked about as far as what the projected revenue is. So with fiscal year 2022, the projection is just about 2.3 million between the two. How much of that is actually collected to date? That's interest on taxes and interest earned on investment. How much is actually collected to date?
Well, we had Kyla here that just responded on that.
I didn't hear her respond as to how much was collected. If I missed it, I apologize, but I don't remember hearing how much was collected.
Interest collected on taxes to date is just shy of 1.8 million.
Just shy of 1.8 million?
Yep. Yes.
So we're down close to a half a million that isn't collected?
Based on the projection?
Sorry?
Based on the projection or based upon the amount?
Yeah, fiscal year 2022 projected. You have interest on taxes, 2,252,000, and interest, all right, forget the interest earned part. We'll stick with the interest on taxes. Projected revenue is 2.252 million, and you collected 1.8 million to date?
Yes, but we haven't had our tax sale yet. It's Friday.
Okay.
So we have the interest on those taxes that'll be coming in as well.
Okay, thank you, Kyla. Item 75907, employee health care copayment. Has our cost of health care gone down?
Yes.
It is. By how much?
Well, we met, Steve's not here, but we met with the trust, and they'd given us an estimate beforehand, but our working rate is going to be 1.6% lower in fiscal year 23 than the working rate this year. And we're up a little bit because we've added in, if you go to the fire line, we've got over 30 new insurance contracts for the new firefighters. So that we're really about a level funded. It's one of the great opportunities we've had for balancing this budget is the decline in health insurance costs. And a lot of it, their argument is the kinds of premiums, discounts on pharmaceuticals that the trust has been able to negotiate. We had a good presentation with them last week. So not everything is going up in price, Councilman.
Well, I know one thing that has not.
And I know from talking to the health department, the school department, they've had good experience on healthcare costs as well.
I know one thing that has not gone up, and what has not gone up is co-pays, stop losses, free healthcare. That has not gone up. With the employee payment.
Minutes, Councilman.
Excuse me?
You have 2 minutes.
The number that you have here projected for, well, let's use this year. Projection for this year, $2,263,000. What percentage of the health care is being paid by the employees per department? Let me back up. Yeah, per department. Schools. Well, this is only for the city side. Police, fire, municipal. What is the copay for each of those groups that come up to that number?
I'd have to have the personnel administrator here to answer that question.
Sorry? You're saying
20% is the co-payment.
You're saying it's 20% for police, fire, and municipal? You're sure about that?
I believe police, because they're in Blue Cross Solutions, which is the HSA plan, they may be 18%, but the others 20.
You're sure about that?
I wouldn't bet the mortgage, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's between 18 and 20%.
Okay, so what you're saying is police, fire, paying, well, you didn't identify which group, but two groups you think are paying 20, and one group you're saying is paying 18.
Yeah, I believe
you're sure about that.
Because the police opted for the lower cost Blue Solutions plan,
mm-hmm.
Which is more cost effective for both the employee and the employer, that there was a incentive for a lower copay at 18% versus the 20 across the board for the other employees.
You also have done, and thank you for that, Bruce, 89,961 reimbursement other. What is that for? $1,116,500 in fiscal year 2023?
That's a school department.
It's what, please?
It's for the school department.
From the school department? And what is that reimbursement is for what?
It's really just other. I know one came through this week that they did, I think they did a vaccination clinic for K-12, and that's booked there.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
They did a vaccination clinic, I think, through their nurses, and that was put reimbursement other. It's little things. Tim, when he comes up, can answer that.
And item 75,600, that is employee benefits. There's a reduction of about 26,000 in fiscal year 2023. What would be the reason for that?
Those are benefit back charges from the enterprise funds.
It's what, please?
Those are benefit back charges from the enterprise funds from water and sewer.
Okay.
So it's based on headcount there.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Gephardt.
I just wanted to touch on one that Councilman Ricks brought up. So the run out on the WB claims, that was a non-material number, right? Of what looking at the Marsh presentation here. So there was an expected, I think, 4 million remaining, and then there was a runout period, 515 days. I think the estimate was around 1.5 million. But there was a holding period of 515 days. I know at the time no one could hear what either of you were saying, I think the question asked was, did that 1.5 materialize? And was it recognized in the current fiscal year? Is it recognized in next fiscal year, or would it be recognized at some point in the future?
Well, it's not a part of the general fund budget. The return of IBNR funds when we leave a provider goes into a special healthcare reserve. So it's not used for general fund purposes. It's in a reserve fund. Whether or not that's been received, I don't know. Lynn's saying she hasn't seen it yet, so we can track that down and find out. We'll go have an answer for you tomorrow night as to where that stands.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Would that actually be in an? Is there a designated account in the municipal finances for that healthcare reserve, or is that rolled up in something else?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. And I mean, given the timeline, 515 days, it's entirely possible that we're still in that run out period. It's a nice little windfall. I just want to see where it lands. All right. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman. At this time, are there any members of the public that would like to speak on the revenue portion of the budget? The Sergeant of Arms will turn the mic on for you. Just please state your name for the record. Thank you.
Rob Cody, Ward 7. Got a couple quick questions. I have a question for the mayor. Page 61. The line item is 100-3328, airport car rental surcharge. So Mr. Schaefer just spoke about a depletion or decrease in all airport fees and revenues because of COVID and that we're in the process of recovery. But yet in the rental surcharge, we show almost a doubling of revenue, right? We're from a projected of 394,000 to 750,000. So I guess I'm a little confused when Mr. Schaefer said, which is reasonable because of COVID, that we're going to have a reduction in surcharges with the airport. Why is that one doubled?
Just that the questions will come through the chair and then we'll go to the administration so the administration may answer. Thank you. Go ahead, Director.
I'm still confused as to which one he's talking about.
It's the rental car surcharge. He wants to know why it's doubling.
Three, three, so two, eight.
This fee has to do with rental car surcharges.
I'm sorry, can you?
Obviously, this has to do with rental car surcharges at the airport. With COVID-19 outbreak, a lot of the rental car companies sold their fleets. We got no surcharge from that. We're assuming that the rental cars are coming back to the lots and that the surcharge will return to closer to a pre-pandemic level.
Okay, so that's an assumption. That's not.
If you go back and look in last year's budget, because we can't go back forever, but we collected $935,000 in fiscal year 19 on the rental car surcharge. Then the pandemic came along, and we dropped down in fiscal year 21 to $395,000. That tells you what a tremendous fall off there was in those fees. We're now estimating $750,000. We've seen some resurgence, but it's not up to where it was in 2019.
So you're going to see a resurgence in that, but you're going to still see a reduction in the airport parking surcharge?
I thought we were talking about the rental car. The same thing applies to the parking surcharge. It depends upon the volume of activity, what the fees are paid by people who either rent cars at the...
So I guess my question is, this is an assumption, right? You don't have any hard data to produce the 750,000.
Well, I don't really have, I'm not a forecaster on how many people are going to be renting cars next year, but I can see trends, and that's what we looked at. We looked at the trend this year, year to date, which was plus going back to 2019 when that was a much higher number back in 2019, over $900,000.
But all your other surcharges are down, but this one's going to go up.
No, I just, you're looking at 750,000 rental car surcharges estimated in fiscal year 20. We collected 935,000. We're still not assuming a recovery to pre-pandemic levels.
Right. Well, we're talking about fiscal year 2022 versus 2023. For example, the question that Mr. Lattiso asked you on airport parking, you stated that all of our revenue from the airport has decreased, right? And that's why you were asked, why are we going to see a reduction in fiscal year 2023 on airport parking surcharge? And you stated because of COVID, that's why. So my question is just logistically wise, if everything else is down from the airport, which you just stated that it was all down, then we're seeing almost a doubling. So I would assume that to date, do you have numbers to date? Is this what your number to date is? 394,410. Is that what we've received so far to date, or is that your projected for fiscal year 2022?
We know what we've received historically. We know what we received to date, and I think that the.
But what have we received to date in this fiscal year on rental cars?
Sometime in February. Hold on a minute. Airport parking fees.
No, rental car. Rental car. Not parking fees.
Okay.
3328.
Something like $394,000 was the figure as of February. So
we're going to almost double it next year. And you think that's accurate?
I hope so. But all I can say is our collection estimates in all the airport areas are still far below what they were in 2019.
Okay, fair enough. Another question, 3678, on the sale of property. So I understand you have $4 million. 2.1 was on the sale of the Ricks School, correct?
2.1 was, yes. And then we also closed on the Road School for $360,000 very recently.
Okay, so that's a total of 3.46, right?
2.4.
I'm sorry.
2.4.
2.4. Yeah. So when did you enter the purchase and sales agreement for the Ricks property?
We need to have the planning director come down here to respond on this.
Thank you. The purchase and sales agreement for Wix was just signed recently, last week.
Last week?
So thereabouts.
When was it advertised? When did it go out to bid?
We advertised the Wix bid February, I think.
And it sold when? Last week, did
we
you
had
say?
The bid opening. When was that? Was it May 8th? Sorry, May 8th, we had the council, the bid opening, and they read them aloud.
So where's the other $1.6 million estimated to come from? Right, you have 2.4, but you're saying your revenue is $4 million.
Those must be the other schools that we anticipate selling.
So you anticipate selling them?
Right.
So how do you fundamentally account for revenue when you're anticipating something? Have those schools gone out to bid yet? Do you have sealed bids on those properties?
No.
No. Do you have a prospective buyer on those properties?
No.
But you're projecting that you're going to get X amount of dollars. How do you do that? In the business world, I don't know how you do that. Because let's say, for example, if you don't sell them this year, right? I know Rick's was for sale for a long time. If you don't sell them this year, and you still have that $2.4 million, but you're projecting $4 million in revenue in your budget, you have a $1.6 million deficit, right? Structural deficit.
You have 2 minutes, Mr. Cody.
The hard questions we get limited on, right?
No, I mean, Mr. Schaefer asked me when we anticipate selling the schools and how many. I gave him the number, and he derived that estimate. One of the properties would also be our building at Buttonwoods. It's a highly valuable corner lot in a commercial district. I don't think Aldrich is a big building. Historically, there was movement on Aldrich. The real estate market now is stronger than it was then.
Aldridge has been sale for 15 years, right?
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is, you know, in a taxpayer world, you know, we don't count on revenue that we don't have. You get into financial trouble that way. So this would be realistic if your revenue said 2.6 million, but this is fluff, right? This is fluff. You don't have 4 million in revenue. You have 2.6. Right? That's projected. Maybe it might happen if things happen. You don't have a buyer. It's not really for sale yet. So that's problematic. And the last question I have is on the opera funds of 10.7, 10.8 million. I attended one of the sewer meetings, and I know there was a lot of people up in arms about the cost of the Bayside project, that per property was going to be like $30,000 to tie in. And the mayor was here that night and said, no, it's going to be 16.9 million. Remember, right? 16.9. Now, the question I had is that reduction from what they had estimated for the properties, I believe you said that evening that we were getting funds from the American Rescue Plan, and that was going to go to offset that fee from 30,000 to the 16.9. Is that correct?
Correct.
So we're taking funds from the American Rescue Plan that are going to actually aid those taxpayers in the reduction of their cost for the sewers. Is that correct?
I didn't hear the last part about, but the $7 million was a pledge to the Bayside project, and the sewer authorities acted on that pledge. And we're using that resource to pay the vendor, as well as some money that the sewer authority borrowed through the Clean Water Finance Agency to fund that project.
So,
and that's definitely going to subsidize.
So without that seven, just so I'm clear, because I know it was a contentious meeting, without that 7 million, the folks were looking at 30,000 per property for their sewer assessment, correct? And then with that money that we got assisted from the ARPA funds, that $30,000 projected went down to 16.9 per taxpayer?
I believe that's accurate.
Okay, thank you. No further questions.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak on the revenue portion of the budget? Are there any members of the public like to speak on the revenue portion of the budget? Okay. Next up is the executive budget. The executive budget is on page 11. Are there any questions from members of the council on the executive budget? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So throughout this budget, we have 2022 year-to-date numbers. Peter, what is the date of the year-to-date? Was that May 1st? Was it April 30th? Was it April 1st?
I worry sometimes.
This is throughout the budget. It's not just on the executive budget.
It was end of March, beginning of April, somewhere in there.
So it's safe to say that was as of May 1st, is what those year-to-date numbers were?
To be honest, I don't remember when I pulled them. I think it was somewhere in April, probably mid-April. I could look it up.
Some was April. Well, it is important because when we're trying to run numbers with the 2022 year to date and the 2022 projection, when you're talking in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars or more, it makes a big difference per day. And that's why I'm asking that question. The only question I have, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Lattiser. Any questions from council? Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you. Just had two. It looks like, so there's a big increase in reception. So is that just additional hours or more staffing, more coverage, or is that...
Yeah, Councilman Gephardt, yeah, it reflects a full-time, 7-hour day, 5 days a week for a receptionist, which was not budgeted in the prior year. We have 5-day week coverage.
And what's the relationship between that role and then the Sawtooth concierge role? Are they related or are they two independent positions?
Yeah, they're independent. The Sawtooth concierge will be physically located at the Sawtooth, and our receptionist
will be over
the mayor's offices at the front desk.
Awesome. The concierge is going to serve different functions also. They're not just going to be the receptionist there. They're going to be almost like a substitute worker. They'll be able to go into tax collectors when they need help or tax.
Got it,
tax
like a floater.
Whatever.
Sorry.
It's kind of a, it's not just a receptionist.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a significant amount of money we're talking about, but thank you for the clarification. And then on your media coordinator, I don't see a pay increase on that role, at least not in the executive side of the budget. I see them for the other, basically all the other roles, with the exception of the mayor. Is that put into the tourism? Is the increase all on the tourism side of the budget, or what? When you add them together, I didn't. I guess I'll make the question simple. Did the media coordinator get the 2.75 increase?
Yes.
All right. That's all I have on executive. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions from council members? Are there any questions from the public on the executive budget? Any questions from the public on the executive budget?
Council President, I just have a quick one.
Councilman Snappy.
I just want to know about 11201. It's not a large number. The office supplies and equipment, it went up by quite a bit. I just wanted to ask why.
If you look at the line item for the office fund, FY22 was budgeted at $3,500. That's down to $2,000 for the FY23. So it was a shift in classification of expenditures.
Got it. Thank you.
All set? Okay. Next up is the legal department. And legal is on the same page 11. Any questions from members of the city council on the legal budget? Councilman Ricks.
I noticed on the 2022 budget, the year to date, that it does not list anything under the category of court judgments. I'm wondering if there have been any court judgments since the time that this budget was prepared?
No, there was no legal action as of the time of the preparation of the budget, Councilman Ricks.
And are there any pending suits that, without getting into any details, of course, are there any pending suits where we may be concerned about some of the liabilities that we've seen in some of the previous fiscal years?
Not at the present time, no.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the public on the legal department? Any questions from members of the public on the legal department? Okay, the next item is the city clerk's office. That is on page 12. The clerk is here to answer questions as long as in the administration as well. My question is the clerk's office back to fully staffed at this time?
We are not. I still have one vacancy.
So there's still one vacancy?
Still one vacancy, yes.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions for members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. On item 13101, there is an increase of significant increase actually from 20 project, and I was curious as to what the reason was for that.
I didn't have a staff.
Sorry?
I didn't have a staff, and we filled six positions so far. So six positions were filled.
I couldn't hear you.
There were six vacancies that have already been filled.
So six vacancies have filled, and that brings you up to a projection for $357,437. And in the 2023 proposed budget, you are proposing $529,000.
Councilman, I just hired, I hired all new people. So they're all budgeted at top step because they'll all hit the 18 months before that.
Fine. That's the question I'm asking is how did you get to the number?
New employees, new salaries.
And you have six new employees that you did not have at the beginning of the year. How many employees, how many staff members in your department altogether?
Currently?
No. If you were booked at full staff, how many members would that be?
11.
11. And how many do you currently have on staff now?
10.
10. And what is the salary of the one additional person? Should that person be hired for this year?
I don't have that. That would, Lynn, do you have that? No. Do you have the salary for the record specialist?
Salary it's in the budget. For record specialist.
You do it. I believe it's $38,000.
38,
I don't
000?
Know. I'm, don't quote
I think that the record specialist, I think, was somebody who was an internal transfer. So she came over with a.
That's okay. Council,
the vacant
Travis
job.
Just gave me the number. It's 38,205. So in 2020, what was your complement of employees in 2020
The
city clerk's office?
I didn't hear you.
In the city clerk's office in 2020 fiscal year. How many staff members did you have then?
How many did you lose with the layoffs?
I had two that were eliminated, and I had six vacancies then.
Yeah, what, please?
I had six vacancies and two eliminated positions.
You had two out and six vacancies.
I had two eliminated positions and six vacancies.
So you had three active staff members?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's what I have for now.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other councilman? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. You know, one item with that, and this is just a comment, not a question. I think that it might actually be something for the city to look into. In terms of upgrading some of these desks or having sitting, standing desks. I know that that might sound a little bit random, but I do think that it is something we're seeing with a lot of private businesses. It's becoming much more commonly accepted. I have a sitting, standing desk myself at my own job, and you know, it helps people keep up the energy during the day. I'm not saying that it's something that should be included in this particular budget, but it is something that, as I'm just taking a look at these various line items for office supplies and equipment, I think it's something that could be potentially studied in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So back to the city clerk. So your department has grown. If you were to fill the last vacant position, your department has grown by three people since 2014?
Not 2014.
2000, I've got the press supplement here. From 2013 to 2014, and you had eight staff members then.
I wasn't in the office in 2013.
So that means you don't have the answer?
So you had 8 staff members, you're saying, in 2013?
Yeah.
Okay, so they weren't filling positions in the clerk's office for a very long time. Positions have always stayed vacant in the clerk's office. And then when they had the layoffs, they eliminated 2 positions, and they did not fill the vacancies that existed at that time.
I'm not talking about filling positions. I'm talking about the current, the positions that were available. I'm not talking about...
I've always had the same amount of available positions in the office. They've just been vacant.
Councilman Lattiser? So we've been slow, the positions in the probate and municipal departments have been slowly kind of moving budgetarily over to the clerk's office. So you need to compare all 3 departments year to year.
I need to compare what?
You have to take the city clerk office, the municipal court office, and the probate office and combine the position counts that way, because the positions were historically split, but they've been slowly becoming split. That makes sense.
That's correct.
You said the munis?
No.
No, in the personnel supplement and in the budget. Yeah.
The positions originally showed as city clerk positions, municipal court positions, and probate court positions.
Oh,
they moved them all over to city clerk positions.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the members of the public on the city clerk's budget? Any questions from the members of the public on city clerk?
Council President, I got one.
Councilman Sanafi, got to raise your hand up high.
13228, the line item for clerks. Again, it's not a large number. It's books and supplements. It was previously budgeted at 6,000 and change. Projections only to spend 2,000, but we're budgeting for 6,000 plus. Again, I just want to know why.
Because we haven't been billed by Muni Code yet. That's for your ordinance codification.
That's a pretty good reason. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Next up is probate court. Are there any questions from members of the council on the probate court budget? Probate court budget, which is also on page 12. Any questions from members of the public on the probate court budget? Questions on probate court? Next up is the municipal court budget. Are there any questions from the city council on the municipal court budget? Questions on municipal court budget. Any questions from members of the public on the municipal court budget? Questions from the public on municipal court budget? All right. Next up is the legislative budget. I will present this. We gave the percent increase to the, I believe her title is Director of Legislative Affairs. She is not in the union. So we gave that, and we actually took that money out of professional services. So we did not request an increase in our budget, but we gave the council liaison or the director of legislative affairs the, is that 2.75% increase. Are there any questions for members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
I'm looking at line item. Pardon me one moment while I double check this line item. 16360 professional services. Will this line item be sufficient? And do we intend to have the actuaries present to us a 5-year plan and similar actuarial services in this coming fiscal year?
Yes, I do feel that the professional services budget will be adequate for us, and we will be having the actuaries coming here. Announcement to be made soon, so stay tuned on that.
Thank you.
They will be sent, and it will be a public hearing. Any questions on the legislative budget for members of the council? Members of the public, any questions on the legislative budget on page 14?
I have a quick question. I'm just not sure if it's on page 14. I know that you had earmarked $1.8 million or $200,000 per ward.
That's coming up. We have that on the
what?
That'll be on the ARPA when we present for ARPA.
Oh, so that's not going to, because it's going to wards. It's not.
It's not in the legislative department.
It's not on legislative.
Correct. It's not in the legislative department budget.
Okay, thank you.
So we will discuss it though. Thank you. Any other questions for the legislative budget for members of the public? Okay. Next up is the board of canvases, which is on page 15. While the director comes down, this year is an election year, so every 2 years your budget goes up, and then next year it goes down when you don't have an election. Does anybody have any questions on the Board of Campuses budget, page 15? Any questions for members of the council? Any questions for members of the public on the Board of Canvases budget on page 15? Any questions on the Board of Canvases budget? All right. Great job, Director.
Thank you. That was easy.
Council President?
Yeah. Did you raise your hand again?
Yeah,
sorry,
I got one again.
I got to get you a flag or something.
I know, right?
Director, you didn't get off too easy. Director? Councilman Sinapi has a question. Spoke too soon.
The only thing I want to know is for the 17495 and 496. Well, actually, wait. I stand corrected. 443 and 495. The cost kind of jumped, especially compared to 2021. Is that because of COVID precautions back in 2021 that restricted the number of precincts?
That's correct.
Got it. Thank you.
Councilman Gephardt.
So you get for giving us a little extra time. At the time when you were preparing this budget, was the new voting legislation, I don't think it had passed yet at that point, right? Where there'll be more mail ballots, more early voting, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that has not passed.
Is there anything that, in hindsight, you would be asking for in support of those activities, or is the state going to cough up additional funds to support municipalities and those other activities? Or do you think there's a little bit of, you know, potential that you need more dollars to execute the new plan for this year?
I would love for the state to cough up some extra funds, but at this time, no, we should be all set.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for members of the public on the Board of Canvases? Okay. Next up is finance. How are the staffing levels within the finance department to the administration?
I didn't hear what he said. How are things tracking?
We're down in finance. We're down two people, at least temporarily, and I planned on moving one position to part-time, and that's reflected in the supplement. So right now we're going to run a little bit of a surplus, and hopefully we'll be able to recruit pretty soon. We pledged some of contingency, and Lynn can probably bring you up to speed on that. But the professional services is for our actuary and other financial services is as projected. There's really just myself and three staff members, and Lynn is here representing the treasurer's office, so she could speak to staffing in the treasurer's office. We're also doing some recruiting there.
Okay. Yep. Just for we're on finance. So in the any questions from members of the council on the finance budget? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Peter, in going through this department as well as the others, what I noticed is you have a position that seems to have been eliminated. And when I go back, actually quite a ways, in the personnel supplement, you had a position there. The job code was 119. And then at some point, that job code was changed to 462. Thank you. To 462, which was claims administrator. That was administrative assistant. And at one point, that fell directly underneath the finance director at that time. I'm looking in the personnel supplement for 2022-23, and that position has been changed to a claims administrator and made a part-time position. Why is that?
Well, that was my judgment. You come into a new office and you make some analysis of what's going on. Going back to when I was here 25 years ago, I had one person working for me who was unclassified, which is authorized under the charter, but that's disappeared. And, I made a judgment that people weren't busy enough. And so I've gone down that path, and the individual is doing a wonderful job on the claims administration, all the potholes, the damage in the police cars, and I'm hoping that person will continue to do that job. But I felt people had too much time on their hands, and I've encouraged people in my office to apply for other positions. They didn't do so, so that's where we are. This is the organizational structure that I've recommended to the mayor that he supported in this budget.
So when I see a change like that, it makes me, dig into some of the history on this. I got back as far as I think it was 2014 or so, might have even been a little further, where that position has been there right along. And also the position had increased, as some of these other positions have, with your step increases and your contractual, et cetera, and as we've done with unclassified people. And now, this year, you've made the determination that position is no longer needed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that'd be accurate.
Mm-hmm. So who's going to be performing the work that person was doing?
Well, I've got a wonderful staff down there, and they're all helping out right now. And I'm hoping to merge I'm hoping that the financial reporting analyst will be taking on some of those duties, but I've still got a position on claims administrator, which is an important function for you, the council, for police and fire department on the different claims. And I just made a judgment that is basically overstaffed.
So that workload that was being performed will get shifted over to someone else, and that someone else is going to be at the same pay level?
There may be, the treasurer and finance work together.
Not talking about treasurer, I'm talking about finance.
Maybe not in the supplement, but I felt comfortable in that I did not need a full-time position for what was that administrative assistant. And I felt also that the financial position did not have enough in the way of job duties. And so this is the new structure that's recommended in this budget.
That you recommended?
By me, yes.
In all the other departments that we have in the city, have there been any other positions that have been eliminated?
Are there any positions that are eliminated other places in the budget? I believe in the police department, but I'm...
You'll see as you go through there.
Excuse me, we have to stick to just the advisor. He's saying we have to stick just to the finance department right now. You can ask that question in other departments.
Okay, so we'll just ask that question for every department as we go along. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. If that's your pleasure.
All right. Any other positions in this department been eliminated? Talking to you.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
I say, is there any other positions in this department that have been eliminated?
In terms finance of all department? Of finance?
Yes.
I don't believe so. Lynn?
In the entire finance assessors. Department, I think assessors had one eliminated. Oh,
we had a position in MIS that was supposed to, we thought you put a position in last year.
Is this in the finance department?
No,
I'm just talking to finance department. I'm just talking to finance department.
Okay, well,
they just told us we can't talk about the other departments.
All these divisions. But this is, there's three positions this year. There were three positions last year. One of the positions has become reclassified as a part-time position.
Okay. Okay. All right, that's all for now. Thank you.
Any other questions for members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you for presenting this. I think it's helpful for us all to understand that different departments are trying to tighten their belts. A concern of mine is that we want to tighten the belts, but we don't want things to slip between the cracks either. So it's your opinion that eliminating this one position is not going to have a detrimental effect on the department or its work?
I didn't hear a word he said.
To be clear, the position's not eliminated. It's restructured. So it's still there. And the idea is that we will still be able to function, but in a more efficient way.
Let's see, and if I'm understanding correctly, it's changing the position from full-time to part-time? Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. Any other questions for members of the council? Any questions for members of the public on the finance budget? He's right behind you, sir. He'll put it on for you.
Thank you. Philip Durkall, Ward 4. Coros Director. I've been here over 2 hours, and you're the first person that's said anything sensible on a way to reduce our budget. Okay? Thank you. As a taxpayer of this city, I commend you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions for members of the public on the finance budget? Okay, next up is the Treasury budget. Are there any positions in the Treasury budget eliminated or reclassified?
Nope.
No? Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions from members of the council on the Treasury's budget? Treasury's budget. Any questions from members of the public on the Treasury's budget? It's on the same page, page 16. Okay. Next up is debt service principal. That can be found on page 17. All right. For debt service, this includes the school bonds that were previously voted on and approved by the voters, is that correct? Director?
Correct.
Thank you. and that number is in there. And this also has lease purchases in here as well. Is that debt service principal?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the council on the debt service principal on page 17? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. What have we had for debt service that was retired in this current fiscal year? And just in dollars and cents.
But this is just debt service for the general fund. Peter,
Michael. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
The debt, there was some debt retired, correct. You'll see in 2505, you now have $0 land acquisition bonds. And there were some decreases as well.
I'm sorry.
City building.
What were those codes?
2505.
Okay.
You'll see there's a drop.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
And if you go line by line, you'll see a drop in a few of these accounts. The only place that there's a true increase is over in the school department with the most recent release.
Okay. And do you anticipate, is there anything else that's going to be dropped off in 2023?
Just what's budgeted.
Doesn't appear it, right? Okay.
Just
thank
what's
you.
Budgeted.
Thank you. Any other questions for members of the council on the debt principal? Debt principal. Any questions for members of the public on debt principal? Page 17. Debt principal. Okay, next up is debt service interest. Same page, number 17. Any questions for the administration on debt service interest? Councilman Ricks.
In the event that more bonds are released or parts of previously released bonds continue to be released in part, my understanding is that one of the factors in the interest on it is the rate of interest that affects everyone. But then also another component of the interest rate that the city pays has to do with our bond rating, and a number of different factors affect our bond rating, including the amount of the fund balance. Do we have any concerns about our debt service on the interest becoming increased, or otherwise our debt service on the interest being affected by anything to do with our bond rating or drawdowns from the general fund balance?
This budget includes no issuing of additional debt. So this is just what we have already set in stone to pay.
And would the current debt, the interest that we're paying on it, could that be affected by... No, it cannot?
It's set in stone, yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions on debt interest? Debt interest for members of the council. Any questions for members of the public on debt interest? Page 17. Councilman Gephardt.
I just want to thank you. Just on the school bonds, the increase from 1.279 in 22 to 2.132 in 23. And that is the latest batch that we released this year, the 40 or 30 million.
Yeah, the first year we do interest only. Next year you'll see additional.
I see.
Well.